Festus High School senior Jordan Edding joining us now here on regional radio as a part of our Dream Team interview segment. And Jordan, making the Dream Team for the second time in basketball. Just what did this kind of last senior year of basketball just mean to you in terms of what the Tigers were able to accomplish?
It was a really fun year to be able to play my last year ever of basketball with the other six seniors because we're all super close. And even though we didn't win districts like we wanted to, it was still a really good year and a good way to like end my basketball career.
Yeah, let's talk about your career as a whole. You know, when you first got in there and the first time you started to play basketball to where you're at now, how did you see yourself kind of develop?
When I came in as a freshman, I don't think I was that skilled at basketball, but I've always wanted to work harder than everyone else. And once I got into my sophomore and junior year, I realized that if I actually worked at developing myself as a basketball player, I could be a lot better than I was. So just combining, like, always working hard with actually working on my skills, it just kind of made me into the player I was able to be my senior year.
Yeah, and, you know, averaging 15 points a game this year, you kind of did it all. At 5.8 rebounds, you got a 5.9 assists, and then obviously 5.5 steals a game, too. For you, was this your senior year, you know, with the six other seniors you mentioned? Would you say you had the most fun playing basketball this year?
Yeah, I would definitely say it was the most fun because we knew it was the last year that any of us would ever play anything together as a group. So we just wanted to make the most of every practice, every game, and every road trip, just everything that we did together.
And you mentioned the work ethic, how you wanted to work harder than everybody else. Where do you think that comes from? Was that something that you were kind of, you know, taught amongst your family, or has that kind of been an inner desire?
From the time I started playing sports, my parents always pushed me to want to be the best, and you never want to lose anything you do, even if it's just like a sprint in practice. So I think just growing up, I've always been told that if you work harder than everyone else, you can do the best. So that's kind of where it came from.
Awesome. And then, Jordan, obviously been a Dream Team member before, but what does it mean to you the second time around, knowing that the area coaches once again selected you to be a Dream Team athlete for girls basketball?
It's a huge honor, and there's so many good players around the area that I feel really honored to be put amongst, like, the 10 best that the coach has selected.
And then for you, though, it's not the end of your athletic career over at Festus, because now you got soccer season well underway. You guys are off to a start. Just how do you see the soccer season going for you guys?
We're a pretty young team this year, and we don't have a whole ton of experience. But I think we have a lot of girls who are willing to work hard and really learn how to play and kind of start something for the younger kids in the program.
And you made a little bit of history already early on, Jordan. You set the career goal scoring record as well. What does that just kind of mean to you, knowing that you're up there in the record books? You're up there in the record books for basketball as well. So kind of on top of those two at Festus, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me because I think it shows that I always want to work hard and try to be the best, not only for myself, but also for my team. And especially in soccer, since I play soccer more than any other girls on the team, it's good to know that I can kind of be the leader of the team and I can score myself, or I can help others score just whatever the team needs.
Yeah, and speaking of soccer, obviously speaking with Dream Team athlete Jordan Edding here, who's a part of the 10 best area girls basketball players this past winter. But soccer is going to kind of hold a special place in your future as well. So kind of tell us what your plans are after you graduate here in a couple months.
After I graduate, I will be playing soccer at Purdue, and I'll be leaving to go there in June, where I'll be able to work out with the team all summer. Then I'll go straight into my freshman season beginning in August.
Ah, you're leaving pretty quick then, in June. So just pretty a couple weeks after graduation. Has it kind of sunk in yet, or do you think it'll really sink in when you're up there getting your diploma and everything?
It hasn't really sunk in yet, but I think, like, the closer I get, the more real it'll become that, like, I'm going to graduate, and pretty much, like, a week or two after I graduate, I'm going to be starting a new soccer career at a new school.
Yeah, and obviously for you, you know, you'll be moving on from Festus, but younger sister is playing. She plays, you know, basketball and soccer as well. So you're going to keep tabs on the Festus program both there?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely keep tabs on the Festus team, but mostly just Jenna. And whenever I can, I'll try to come back and watch her play because I know she would want me to do that, and I know she would do that for me if she was older.
Yeah, and for you, just what did the Festus, you know, basketball experience mean to you getting the chance to play there over the course of the last several years?
The Festus basketball experience has probably been my favorite sport experience and at Festus High School. Even though I love soccer, but the basketball girls at Festus and Coach Rhodes and Coach Frazier, they're the most fun people to be around, and we've all been friends and playing together since we were like 10. So it's just my best friends, and it's a sport I get to play with my best friends.
And Jordan, just for you, is there anybody you'd like to thank along the way on this Dream Team recognition?
I'd like to thank first my parents and my sister Jenna because they support me at everything I do, and they've shaped me into who I am, not only as an athlete, but as a person today. And I'd also like to thank Coach Rhodes and Coach Frazier because I wouldn't be where I am without them pushing me and helping me get better every day. And lastly, I'd like to thank the other six seniors because they've made basketball so much fun for me, and I don't think I would have loved playing as much if it weren't for them playing with me.
Hey, Jordan, congratulations once again on becoming a Dream Team athlete in the winter sports of girls basketball, one of just 10 members, and thanks for taking some time out of your day to speak with us.
Thank you.
That's senior Jordan Edding from Festus High School, one of the 10 members of the Dream Team in the winter sports season in girls basketball, joining us here on Regional Radio.